Westside family. My name is Eric Johnson, and I serve on the production team. Thanks for joining us for this week's message. We hope you are blessed by what God has been speaking to us through our pastors and leaders, and we pray this leads you into an even more intimate relationship with Jesus. Love you guys, and enjoy.
I titled this message, What It Takes to Win the Fight. And I thought how fitting to speak about a fight because of our gifts that we have here. And it's for them, but it's also going to bless all of us. It's a message that we can all get something from. Amen? And we're in a fight. You guys are in a fight for your life. You guys are actually in a fight for your life. You have to take it so serious and realize that even though you can't actually see your enemy, he's there and he's waiting. You guys are in a beautiful, protected spot right now with people surrounding you going in the same direction. You got people praying with you. Man, just take it all in. Just be still and don't worry about what's going on outside or at home. Just take it all in. Amen? Because I promise you, this fight that we're in, can I get a water, please? This fight that we're in, it never lets up. Every single day of our lives, we are in a fight. I'm sure we're fighting in our sleep. We just don't realize it. It's not like an ordinary fight to where you get in a fight and somebody wins and it's over. It's not that kind of fight because it never ends until we meet Jesus. This is a fight that is constant. This is a fight that can grow. It can make you weary. It can get you tired. And thank you. One second. So as soon as you surrender your life to Jesus, you're part of this fight. You're in it. There's nothing you can do about it. There's going to be times and seasons that we walk through that your fight is going to be different than the last season that you were in. It might be easier. It might be harder. There's also different levels that people fight at. And what I mean is their fight right now is different than my fight. What they're up against and what they're looking at as students at Teen Challenge, their fight's a little bit different than my fight right now. You guys understand what I'm saying? We all kind of fight at a different spot or a different level. But we're all in the same fight. We're in the same fight to be the light of the world, to be men and women of God, to be somebody that the world can look at and say, man, what's up with this guy? What's up with this woman? What's so different about them? I wonder what it is. That's what we're called to be. That's what we're supposed to be. Amen? There was a time in my life in this fight where, and I'm sure there's probably times this has happened to some of you also, where you just feel a force against you. No matter what you do, how hard you pray, how hard you push, it's like every time you turn around, there's something in your way blocking your view almost. Like you can't even see the things that you used to see clearly anymore. There's just like this opposition that just meets you right where you are. And I walked through a season like this, and it just reminded me of how crafty and how scheming and how dangerous are the enemies that we face every single day. We can't see them. We can't physically touch them. We can see we can see the aftermath of what they do. We can see the wake that they leave, the destruction in people's lives. But we can't physically touch them or grab hold of them. So this is a fight that happens in the supernatural. This is a fight that we have to do something. It takes us doing something to win this fight. We are not going to win this fight physically. We can't. So we have to begin to add things to our walk and add things to our faith. We're going to look at a scripture, and I'm going to do a little demonstration, and it's going to give us a little bit of a more clear view of what I'm speaking about on this. And the awesome thing about this is that this section of scripture says that if you do these things, you will never fall. That's something right there. When I read that, I said, whoa, wait a minute. I went back up to the top and said, let me read that again. You're telling me that if I do these things, that I'll never fall? And then it goes on to say that you'll receive a rich welcome into the kingdom of heaven when you get there. So this is an important little section of scripture that we're going to look at. And can you just throw up Ephesians 6:12? When I'm talking about an invisible enemy, this is the enemy that I'm talking about. It says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It doesn't scare me because I have the Holy Spirit and I know who my God is. But when I think about powers and darkness and hell, and just my imagination goes to what possibly it could look like, we all probably picture it different. But from what I read and the things that, you know, and that the Bible says about demons and Satan, and, you know, this picture that I draw in my mind, I hope I never come face to face with a demon. Because this picture that I have of what they would look like, and, you know, just the way they would just swarm you and attack you in this supernatural realm that we can't see, it's a scary thing to think about. But just like we're under attack from the enemy, we're also being protected. Amen? We got angels that are fighting. And you know what? They're actually physically fighting. They're wrestling with you. They fight. They threw Satan out of heaven. So they're actually in a fight. And why are they fighting? For us. For us. You know, I can't get the parable of the prodigal out of my mind. You're the one. I'm the one. You're 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 the one that God left the 99 for. Amen? You're the one. You're the reason. You know, Teen Challenge, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little sidetracked, but I just have to go with it. You know, Teen Challenge provided a place for me to go to where I didn't have to worry about anything. I didn't have to worry about nothing. They told me when to get up. They told me when to go to bed. They told me when to pray. They told me when to eat. They told me I didn't have to even make any decisions for myself besides what I'm going to wear. They did my laundry for me. They even folded it. All I had to do was put it away. I didn't have nothing to wear. They gave me clothes. I didn't have no shoes. They gave me shoes. And I didn't pay anything. And it was this place that I got to go to just stop. Just stop. I tried For over 25 years, I tried to stop what I was doing. Over 25 years. Addicted to meth and alcohol and everything else that you can think of. And I couldn't do it. I would do good for maybe a month, you know? And I would always come back here. I would always come back to Westside. And I'd sit back there in the back, you know? And I remember one time I walked in, and I was coming across the foyer, and Pastor Ross was, I came in late, and he was up here preaching. And he said, "Hey, it's good to see you, Chris." I was just like, everybody just turned around and looked at me. I was like, "Okay, thank you." But I couldn't do it. Nothing that I did, I was unsuccessful because I needed to be completely engulfed and surrounded. Because the fight that we fight out here is so real. Especially for someone with a background of addiction and alcoholism. It's everywhere. You drive down the freeway, there's a billboard of a girl with a bikini with a Corona. It's good. It's okay. It's okay. But for me, I know if I have one, I'm going to have 20. And then I'll probably drive. And then I always said if I have one... If I have one too many, I'll be chasing a sack. I'll be looking for drugs. I know I can't go there. But the world says it's okay. Don't worry about it. You can have one. Just go ahead. For people who come from the backgrounds that we come from, the fight is so real. And it's an everyday struggle. It's an everyday struggle. That's why I love this section of scripture that we're going to look at. Because it's going to give us a little insight of the things that we need to do, the things we need to add to our faith that can make us absolutely powerful and victorious over the things that we face out there. Amen? And it's for all of us. We all need to be victorious. Amen? We are already victorious. We're already eternal. I'm going to live forever. Maybe not here, but I'm going to live forever. When I leave here, I'm living somewhere else. Amen? So we're actually all eternal right now. I used to think about that. I said, well, what? I used to be scared to die. It's crazy to be scared to die and do all the kind of things that can kill you. Man, you're a smart guy. I tell you what. Let's throw up that scripture. 2 Peter 1, 3 through 11. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness and to goodness knowledge and to knowledge self-control and to self-control perseverance and to perseverance godliness and to godliness mutual affection and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I thought about this after I read that, and I thought, I'll never stumble. And everything takes practice. Amen. This is something that is going to take some work. It's going to take some practice to get perfect. It's going to take some practice to be successful at it. And just because you hear this message and you say, oh, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to add this day and this day. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. But just because you start doing this and you still struggle and you still fall, that doesn't mean stop. It doesn't mean it doesn't work. Because if the Bible says that if you do these things, you will never stumble, you will never fall, I believe 100% that the Bible is 100% true, the Word of God. That if I do these things the way I am supposed to, if I learn them the way that I'm supposed to, that I won't fall, I won't stumble. Amen? This is possible. It wouldn't be written in the Bible for us if it wasn't. The men and women that do these awesome and great things that we read about in the Bible, they're human. They weren't like Jesus. Jesus was man and God, both. But the ones he chose to follow him, they're just like me and you. And they did amazing and miraculous things in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. We can do these things. Amen? We can have a successful, obedient life to Christ. The first thing that scripture says is that God gives us everything we need to live a godly life. How? Through the knowledge of him. Through the knowledge of him. The more you are in your word, the more you know him, the more time you spend with him, the more intimate moments that you just connect with him on your own and in your wherever you go, your quiet spot, the more that you are with him, the more you know him. The more you study, the more you know him. The more knowledge you get of him, the more successful you will be. That's what that scripture is telling us. Amen? That's why we, here at Westside, we love the Word of God. We preach the Word of God. We teach from the Word of God. And we're constantly telling, just be in the Word of God. The Word of God does things. It changes us. It's how God, he speaks to us through it. There's answers to questions. It's our guide. It's a toolkit. Amen? It's a love letter. It's every single thing that we need to gain knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Amen? This scripture goes on to say that there are some things that we can add to our faith. Can you pull up, I think it's verse 5, 6, and 7. Just starting at 5. And one thing about God's divine nature, it says that because of his divine nature, you know his divine nature is, it's inexhaustible. What we receive from him, his power and his love, it never ends. It never ends. It's a constant supply of what we need. Amen? Constant supply. We don't get like, I'm only going to give him just a little bit today. You know, I'm going to give them a little more today, and I'm going to cut back over here because I don't want to run out. No, it's an endless supply to the power that is in us already, the Holy Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Through the Holy Spirit, we are able to do everything that the Scripture says. And look what it says. I'm just gonna go ahead and do a little demonstration right now. Yep. We'll stay on the stage. So I am faith, okay? I am faith. We have three enemies that we face every single day. And we have more than that, but I've kind of narrowed them down into these little groups. So we have Satan and his army. We have the world, and we have ourselves, our flesh. These are three things that we face every single day. Can I get Satan to come up here, please? Can I get the world, whoever's representing the world and the flesh, come on up here. So, yeah. Yeah, you guys just stay over there. Stay over there. So, but when I call you other guys up, you guys just go ahead and come up on this side. So, this is my enemy. Every single day I'm up against these enemies, okay? Now, I am faith, and I have faith. But I'm not practicing any of these other things that we talked about on here. But I have strong faith. I have my faith, okay? We're going to look at this. It's kind of like from a street point of view. We're talking about fighting, okay? It's like these guys they're jumping me every day. Every day, right? Every day they're jumping me. We're fighting every day. And almost every day I'm losing. I win some though, right? No, I'm just kidding. Faith will get us so far. Faith is the foundation of our Christianity. It's the foundation of our salvation. We believe in Jesus. We confess with our mouth that he is God, and we're saved. But we can't please him without faith. The Bible says you cannot even please God without having faith. It is one of the bases of our foundation. And we stand behind a shield of faith. I can stand behind my shield of faith for a little while. I can take some blows and take some punches for a little while. But guess what? I'm going to be overwhelmed. I'm going to get beaten. Faith is not enough to battle the things that we battle out there in this world. But when you pull up that verse again, but when I add goodness, when I add knowledge, if you guys want to come on up here. So then I got faith, and I start practicing goodness and knowledge. Where's Kobe? There he is. You guys can just stand over here to my left. So now I start adding some things to my faith. I got goodness. And I got knowledge. I'm adding these things to my faith. And guess what? Now the odds they're getting a little bit better. Now the fight isn't so bad. At least it's evened out a little bit. But you know what? Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. We're not just completely victorious again now. You know what I mean? Can you guys see where I'm going? A little bit? So even though it's even, guess what? It can get even better. So what if I add, what is next? Self-control and perseverance. What if I add godliness? Come on up here, godliness. So now, guess what? Odds are a lot better. The things that I'm going to go out there and face, I feel better about it now. But wait. What if I add mutual affection? Come on up here, mutual affection. Man, we're doing all right. Guess what? We're almost winning every time. But there's one more to add. And, you know, this one is a very special one. Love is very special. Love is the most powerful force on this earth. I believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Love is so powerful. Love is what broke the chains of my addiction. God, Jesus' love for me is what molded and fixed and changed my heart. From black to something that was flesh again, and that was like a sponge that could just soak up, that could actually give love again. It's something that's so powerful that a God that doesn't even, he doesn't need us. But he created us, and he loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us. That love is so powerful. And when we learn how to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others like we love ourselves, that's a game changer. And when we add love, come on up here, love. And when we add love to all these other things, and it begins to take shape, and we begin to learn through love how to do these other things. We begin to learn through love what it takes to be successful, to be obedient. We begin to learn through love that I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Look at the odds now. Now we're winning every time. And you know what? Not only are you winning, but you're not just standing around on defense all the time anymore. You're not just waiting for the next attack. Amen? Because now you got the devil coming this way. Come over here like this. You got the devil coming this way. You got the world over here. And then come on over here, flesh. You got you right here. Give me two guys on him. Just put two guys on him. Put two guys on him. My faith is just going to kick back here. You know what I mean? And now you're meeting them on the battlefield. Amen? You're meeting them out there on the battlefield before they even get into the camp. Amen? Because when you practice these things the way that they should be practiced, the way that we need to practice them, they need to be like our faith. It needs to be like our faith, like breathing. Amen? Like our faith, we don't have to think about that. It's like breathing. It's natural. I have faith. It's not something that I have to think about. But like maybe perseverance and self-control, I might have to think about those ones for a minute. Oh, I better have some self-control. Like with those donuts. I had to drive from Shafter to Wasco with all those donuts in my car this morning. I told that lady, put some more tape on those boxes because they ain't going to make it all the way over there. But when we start to add these things and practice them, I want to say this real quick. There's 7 days during the week, okay? There's 7 qualities that you can add to your faith. This is what I did. Monday was goodness. I just thought about goodness. Monday, I just thought about, I learned what it means biblically, what goodness means, and I practiced it. And the next day, knowledge. I did a little extra reading, a little extra studying. And I just, every day I added one. And I'm still getting beat. I'm still getting beat sometimes. It's not 3-on-1. I think our odds are even. I think I'm winning just as much as the enemy is, if not more. Amen? But if we can just get to that spot to where we can live an obedient, godly life right here where we are so that other people can see the way that we live. Amen? Not just by what we say and by what we talk, but actually see the way that we live and want what we have. Amen? Amen. You guys can go have a seat. You know, God gave me that little demonstration while I was at Teen Challenge. I was at Teen Challenge at Shafter. I might even have been in the lighthouse. I think I was an apprentice. Somebody broke my lock on the cabinet and stole all my food. I'm just kidding. You know, this is a fight that we're all in. And if we learn how to fight with the Word of God and we learn how to rely on each other, there's strength in numbers. Amen? We have to know how to stand on our own too. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be times when you're all alone. You don't have nobody to turn to but yourself. And you got to know how to stand on your own. You got to know how to fight that way too. But when we can rely on each other, when you look around this room, all these brothers and sisters, this family that we have, we got to lean on each other and rely on each other, amen? And we got to learn the right way to fight, because when we do, we're going to win every single time, amen? Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us. We hope God spoke to you personally through this message and continues to encourage you throughout the coming weeks.